You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
El Huddle is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
You know, Will, I'm going to start calling this like the Walk of Fame for prospects before. Like, we had them first. They became our friends before they got to the NFL.
Yes.
And blew things up.
You're already possessive. You're already possessive of our next guest.
Yeah, I'm claiming it. I'm claiming it. You know, my friends.
We have to share him. We have to share him with the world.
I'll tell the NFL teams, and that's it. Because we have right now running back from Troy, who ran a 4.46. You know what? This is like, it's ridiculous. I don't even understand that. Welcome to the pod, Kamani Vidal. How are you doing?
Yo, Kamani, what up?
Hey, I'm doing great. How about you guys?
We're fantastic, but not great. As fantastic as you. Fantastic lead up too. That's going to be our buzzword for today. How are you feeling now that the combine has been behind you? You're getting ready for draft. There's a lot going on these next couple of months for you. How are you balancing it all?
Really right now, I'm just the days kind of feel a little slow compared to, just really training for the combine. Now I'm just really kind of like training on my own for football, really, you know, kind of like why I'm playing this and why I did the whole combine and things like that. But I am kind of enjoying the time off. Just really keying in on some interviews and, you know, things like that.
Kamani, do you just like lie in your bed, have your hands clasped behind your head, staring at the ceiling, thinking of the possibilities where you may play, where you can go and make the most impact?
All the time. It's like, you know, there's 32 different places I could go to, I could be living in. And it's just like, it's just crazy to think about, like, you know, how much of a change it can be. You know, just coming from Troy, Alabama, you know, there's a lot of different places I have never been to, that I have been to, but I haven't lived there. You know, it's just, you know, a lot of things are about to change in my life, and I'm excited for it.
You know, to have the wherewithal to already understand the grasp of, it's not just your life changing in terms of your highest level, right? The highest level of the sport you've played likely for most of your life, but the entire backdrop of your life is changing too. That's a lot. That's a lot to sort of consider and weigh. And for someone as accomplished as you have been collegiately, right? Your Troy's first AP All-American, going back to 2000, that's a long, long time. The first one to do it. Sun Belt Offensive Player of the Year. And I love that they put this, Vidal trifecta. Okay, because Will, it's the single season rushing leader, single game rushing leader, and career rushing leader. Okay, this is a thing, right? Start the hashtag Vidal trifecta. When you look back at all you accomplished in your collegiate career, and now it's a whole new level, a whole new step going to the NFL. What are you most excited for as you prepare for that possibility?
I'll probably say I'm excited to go against better competition.
Best of the best.
Yeah. I'm really excited for that. You know, it's been a dream of mine since I was like 6 years old, and I'm really just excited. You know, it doesn't even feel real that it's like right there.
Yeah.
Well, it's totally right there, and your resume and your times at the combine make it very real for you. I know a question that always pops up when it comes to you and your player profile is your height. Mm-hmm. And I believe that you had said at one point in time, yeah, there are some undersized running backs, some pretty good ones at that. How about, Barry Sanders? Is he somebody that you model your game after?
Oh, definitely. You know, I think he's the best running back ever. You know, what you were saying about the whole height thing, I don't think it's really even, I think it's more so an advantage for me because
sure.
I've only heard it as an advantage. You know, maybe when I'm talking to some of the guys I've gone against, they really say, mm-hmm. It's harder to get lower because, you know, you're already lower to the ground.
Sure.
So, you know, and I like it. Like, it's easier to change directions. And it's just, mm-hmm. I don't know. It just feels so natural to me.
Look at guys like Austin Eckler and what they've been able to do in the league. And he's known as one of the strongest dudes in the league, regardless of his height and his position. He's definitely one of those who has sort of changed the perception of what, quote unquote, undersized. He's like, yeah, have you seen my workouts? I'm just gonna throw it out there, sprinkle it in there. You know, you mentioned Troy, Alabama. What is the closest, like, bigger city to Troy?
I guess you would say Montgomery. Birmingham.
Okay, so like a smaller town set, smaller school for sure, but do you feel like there's just things that you've gained going to a, quote, smaller school than you think you would have gone to one of the bigger programs?
Yeah. I would say, like, it kind of gets rid of all the distractions. Like, it's just, there's, like, I'm nothing against Troy. I love Troy. I've loved being here. I'm here right now, as a matter of fact. I'm at the facility right now. But there's nothing to do here.
Sure. So, I mean, fair.
Yeah. It kind of, like, and it's funny because, like, I didn't like it when I was a freshman or, like, a sophomore because I lived in Atlanta.
Oh, my God. Okay, that's a big change.
Huge change. Yeah. And, I think as a freshman and like kind of and going into a sophomore year too, I was like, man, I didn't like being here, but it was more so a struggle. Sure. But like, as I kind of grew up, I kind of enjoyed that too. I was like it just allows you to just, just like that. And, it's funny cause when I was a freshman, and I think a lot of people are like this too, but, when I was a freshman, I was like, man, I'm going home every weekend. It's like, I can't get out of this place. I stay here almost.
Not being around people is a great thing. And how old are you now? Kamani?
I'm 22.
22. The older you get, the more you will appreciate and enjoy. You already appreciate it, I can tell. But trust, being by yourself in the house, it's a great thing.
You go into your shower feeling tired. But as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day. And smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
So Kamani, now you're in this time where you're kind of waiting for potentially visits and interviews, etc. What is your guilty pleasure? What is something that you like to do that maybe people don't know that you like to do? Whether it's, you know, watching reality TV, watching a really good series, playing another sport, or gaming, what is something that you do that's a hobby that occupies your time that is not football?
I like to read.
Love that.
Okay.
While I was here, I also started to journal a little bit too.
And, yes. We love an intellectual king.
Yeah. So what do you like to read?
It's a wide variety, really. I guess you could just say like fantasy. Right now I'm reading.
Are you reading that dragon thing? The dragon book, Fourth Wing? No, what's it called? It's wildly popular.
Oh,
you know which one I'm talking about.
Is that what it is?
I don't know. I feel like I know what she's talking about, but I don't.
You know exactly.
Okay. How about Percy Jackson? I mean,
Fourth Wing. That's what it's called.
Fourth Wing. Okay, that's it.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
You've heard of it.
Yeah, because I want to say my son also reads like Percy Jackson. So are those fantasy books like you get into them then, huh? Like what appeals to you of those books?
I don't know. I really don't know. I think I just like good stories. Like I like to watch movies too. I just like a good story. It's funny because I was talking to my mom the other day and I was like, looking back, because I had to read the Odyssey while I was in school. Ooh. And I was like, wow. I was like, looking back, it really was a good story. It's kind of funny because I didn't like it at the time, but now I came to kind of enjoy it.
I love that yeah. Because honestly, it's just you never hear that, because now, again, we're in a day and age where, you know, we're on our phones or we're doing those sorts of things. And I feel like reading is something that people don't do, or they actually grab a book, they open it up and are thumbing through it and actually reading. And that's a cool thing. So obviously reading's an important thing. Is that something that, you know, your family stressed to you growing up?
No, not really. Actually,
we're gonna start a book club. This is great.
We gotta do it.
I wish more people would pick up a book. Are you a, like, you need the physical book? You like to turn the pages?
Yeah, I like the physical.
Yeah,
the tactile part of it. Is there a book that you want to read that you haven't yet?
Yes, yeah, there is, but it's kind of, I still have to read one to get to it, because it's a sequel.
It's
The Way of Kings. I'm trying to get to the, I forgot what the
I've heard is. It's phenomenal.
Yes. Heard it's awesome phenomenal. Things
it's
about it.
For sure. Yes.
I can't remember what the second book is called, but whatever the sequel is to that, I really want to read that, because I feel like it's setting up so well too.
Yeah. Oh my God, this is fantastic. Look, this has gone in a direction we didn't know. And I love this for us.
I love
it too.
Please,
everybody, pick up a book you've never read before. Pick up a genre you've never read before. Explore things. Use your imagination. Put the screen down. See, our athletes are multifaceted. They have layers to them.
So you must be, but
my favorite thing.
Yeah. I mean, Kamani, but also it's like coaches must love you because you, it seems like you take things, you grasp things and you are executing them. Do you know what I mean? Like, right. It's just like the playbook. It just like that's, I don't know. I'm just really impressed because I don't think we've ever heard, right, MJ?
No, a draft prospect
mention that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I take pride in it, honestly, especially like the playbook.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. He can go through the playbook easily. He's like, I just read 800 pages. Like, I'm good.
Yeah.
This is nothing for me. Is there a moment in your mind that you can almost visualize through the draft process as we get, you know, closer to that? That after all of the interviews are done, the pro days are done, you know, the visits hopefully are wrapped up, that you can say, okay, now I'm ready to step in to what is this next chapter, not only of my career, but of my life. Is there something that you vision? Is it your name being called out? Is it that phone call? Is it your family losing it when you finally get the news?
Man, I have no idea what that's going to look like. Whenever, I don't even think, I think I would be more so into the call more than my name being called out.
Sure.
I don't know. I'm excited to see like, you know, how I'd feel and, you know, what's being said, you know, cause I know people will be like, oh, what did he say? And I'm going to be like, I really don't remember. I was just lost in the moment, you know?
Sure.
Yeah, someone's got to record something. I got to talk to my mom about that. Someone's got to record something because
assign one person. Assign one. Yeah. That's your job. Yes.
Yep.
Your only job for the weekend. Yeah.
Yeah, that's your only job. You know, listen, Kamani, it's like we also talked to a bunch of athletes. It doesn't matter. It's like Max Crosby. I mean, remember MJ, we had him on, and I mean, he goes 1,000 miles per hour, right?
Right.
But every athlete that we've ever talked to always gets really, you know, needs that extra motivation. They read something, a scouting report. You know, JJ Watt would talk about it. It's like, oh wow, look what they said about me before and how you like me now, right?
Yeah.
Are you reading any of the scouting reports or early ones about you and saying, you know, I'm going to prove these people wrong big time when I get to the NFL?
Yep, there is.
I knew exactly which one.
Yeah, come on.
That's actually a part of what I journal about, too. I write all that stuff down. Like, I keep receipts on all of it. So I started this like my junior year, the beginning of my junior year. And like I was kind of like, I was feeling like I needed more like fuel to the fire and just like, just to, cause I feel like I play better when I'm angry or kind of upset.
For sure.
And I would kind of like just write that down just to kind of like get me going a little bit. But yeah, I knew what everyone was thinking when I was, what they were, you know, predicting me to run in the 40. And I was, I was definitely keen on that.
Period. What do you like about journaling? How does that help you as you navigate sort of the space in this next chapter?
I think it kind of like just keeps me grounded. Like it kind of like if I get too high or if I get too low, it kind of like just evens me out. Just kind of like just keeping myself level headed.
I like that for sure. I have journals all over the house. There's one
so impressive.
Literally right to my like. There's empty ones. There's full ones. Like I just have them. If I have a thought in my mind, a creative idea, whatever, something I don't want to forget. Like, I think people think journaling is just one thing. And I use it for a ton of different things. And it sounds like you do as well.
Yep. I use it for that. I use it for like, just in terms of like my body, like how do I adapt to certain different things? Or like if I eat something, you know, things like that.
Yes. I love that.
Kamani, just so incredibly impressed with you right now. It seems like you've got a good head on your shoulders. You know exactly what you want and how to get it. And the fact that you're journaling, I've never thought about doing that, but that's one way to get your emotions out there. And it'd be great when you get drafted and you're balling out in the NFL to look back at that stuff and say like, yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. How about it now, haters?
Oh yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Even just to see your growth. Kamani, we are so excited for you. Please send us book recs. when you're done with the book, all of that stuff, let us know. We'll jump in. This is now the El Huddle book club. The first chapter of it. So this is great. Thank you for kicking it off for us. We really are excited just to see what's to come for you. We know that you will be fantastic. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
In Huddle is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug
All
needed.
Right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota BZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.